Welcome to Score Business Points, the program that provides information to help small businesses get started, prosper, and grow. A certified mentor with New Jersey's Southeast Chapter of Score, here's your host, Michael Pappas.
Welcome to another edition of Score Business Points. As the announcer said, I'm Michael Pappas, your host. Today, I would like to talk about why small businesses fail. According to the SBA statistics, 20% of startups fail within the first year. By year two, 32% of startups have failed. When you reach year five, more than 50% no longer are in business. By the 10th year, only 30% of the businesses still exist. These are sobering statistics. If entrepreneurs checked the statistics before they started their business, they probably would have been very reluctant to even start the business. But in my observations over the past 13 years with SCORE, no person starting a small business thinks they are going to fail. It's the other person who will fail. So why do small businesses fail? There's a multitude of conditions that can result in a business failing. Most years, the reason small companies go out of business is usually that they make one or more common mistakes. Here are some of the mistakes made that cause a small business to fail. Mistake number one. You start your business for the wrong reasons. Is your primary reason for starting your business the desire to make a lot of money? Do you think that if you own your own business, you'd have more time with your family? Or maybe that you wouldn't have to answer to anyone else? Well, those are benefits some successful entrepreneurs achieve after years of hard work. They aren't necessarily reasons to start a business. The reasons that lead to building a successful company include these. You have a passion and love for what you will be doing. And you strongly believe, based on educated study and investigation, that your product or service will fulfill a real need in the marketplace. You have drive, determination, patience, and a positive attitude. When others throw in the towel, you are more determined than ever. Failures will not defeat you. Most startups don't have a straight line to success, but many ups and downs. There are going to be mistakes, miscalculations, and failures. You learn from your mistakes. You use these lessons as business tips to help you succeed the next time around. Studies of successful business owners have shown they attribute much of their success to building on early failures and on using failures as a learning process. You thrive on independence and are skilled at taking charge when a creative or intelligent solution is needed. This is especially important when under strict time constraints. You like, if not love, your fellow man, and show this in your honesty, integrity, and interactions with others. You get along with and can deal with all types of individuals. Mistake number two, there's no market or too small of a market. The best startup businesses are designed to solve a specific problem. If you can't find a significant problem to solve, then your startup is already in trouble. Or if the market suddenly disappears because of economic changes or natural disasters, you will not make it. While you can't predict disasters, before you start a business, you need to determine if there's a market for what you plan to sell and if that market is big enough to be profitable. Keep in mind that everyone isn't a market. The market must be an identifiable group of customers you will be able to reach. Pay attention to your customers' needs, since 14% of businesses fail due to not addressing customers' needs. Invest the time to conduct market research. Test your business ideas with customers before deciding on an idea you'll pursue. There are many success stories of companies that understood the problem and offered products and services people loved. To avoid business failure after startup, business owners need to keep tabs on their market and customers' changing needs on an ongoing basis as well. Mistake number three, poor management. Many reports on business failures cite poor management as the number one reason for failure. New business owners frequently lack relevant business and management expertise. That expertise includes areas such as finance, purchasing, selling, production, and hiring and managing employees. If the owner doesn't recognize what they don't do well and seek help, the company will fail. One of the biggest challenges for entrepreneurs is to let go. They have the attitude that they must have hands-on control of all aspects of their business. To remedy the problem, business owners can educate themselves on skills they lack, hire skilled employees, or outsource work to competent professionals. In other words, concentrate on the most important problems or issues facing your company. Neglect of a business can also be a downfall. It's important to regularly study, organize, plan, and control all activities of your business operations. This includes the continuing study of market research and customer data. This is an area that may be more prone to disregard once a business has been established. A successful manager is also a good leader, one who creates a work climate that encourages productivity.
They have a skill at hiring competent people and training them, and they're able to delegate.
A good leader is also skilled at strategic thinking, able to make a vision a reality. A good manager is also able to confront change, make transitions, and envision new possibilities for the future. Mistake number 4, insufficient capital. A common business money mistake for failed businesses is having insufficient operating funds. New business owners often don't understand cash flow or underestimate how much money they will need to get the business started. As a result, they are forced to close before they had a fair chance to succeed. They also may have an unrealistic expectation of incoming revenues from sales. It's imperative to ascertain how much money your business will require. You need to know not only the cost of starting your business, but the cost of staying in business. It's important to realize that many businesses take a year or two to get going. This means you'll need enough funds to cover all costs until sales can eventually pay for these costs. If you don't have enough cash to carry you through before the business starts making money, your prospects for success are not good. Consider both business and personal living expenses when determining how much cash you will need. Check the internet for business startup calculators. They can help you predict how much money you'll need to launch your business. You can then factor in other costs needed to keep your business running until it's profitable. Mistake number 5, the wrong location. Remember the old real estate saying, location, location, location? Well, believe it or not, location is critical to the success of most local businesses. Does your business require walk-in traffic or a professional location to meet with clients? If it does, then a good business location in the right community is essential. A bad location can spell disaster to even the best managed enterprise. Some factors to consider: where your customers are, traffic, accessibility, parking and lighting, warehousing or equipment storage needs, location of competitors, condition and safety of the building, local incentive programs for business startups in specific targeted areas, the history, community flavor, and receptiveness to a new business at a prospective site. If you usually don't have customers or clients entering your business establishment, the ideal location for your startup could be your own home. Mistake number 6, lack of planning. Anyone who has ever been in charge of a successful major event knows that were it not for careful, methodical, strategic planning and hard work, success would not have followed. The same could be said of most business successes. It's critical for all businesses to have a business plan. I can tell you, should you see a SCORE mentor, the first thing they will ask a startup client is for a copy of their business plan. Many small businesses fail because of fundamental shortcomings in their business planning. It must be realistic and based on accurate, current information and educated projections for the future. The components should include description of the business, vision, goals, and keys to success, market analysis, workforce needs, potential problems and solutions, financial, capital equipment and supply list, balance sheets, income statements, cash flow analysis, and sales and expense forecasts, competitive analysis, marketing, advertising and promotional activities, and budgeting and managing company growth. In addition, most bankers request a business plan if you are seeking to secure additional capital for your company. Mistake number 7, overexpansion. Overexpansion is another leading cause of business failure. It often happens when business owners can confuse success with how fast they can expand their business. Slow and steady wins every time. Dependable growth is vastly superior to spurts and jumps in volume. Many a bankruptcy has been caused by rapidly expanding companies. At the same time, you don't want to repress growth. Once you have an established solid customer base and a good cash flow, let your success help you set the right measured pace. If expansion is warranted after careful review, research, and analysis, identify what and who you need to add in order for your business to grow. Some indications that an expansion may be warranted include the inability to fill customer needs in a timely basis and employees having difficulty keeping up with production demands. It's hard to believe that too much business can destroy you, but the textbooks are full of case studies. Going after all the business you can get drains your cash and actually reduces overall profitability. You can incur significant upfront costs to finance large inventories to meet new customer demand. Don't leverage yourself so far that if the economy stumbles, you'll be unable to pay back your loans. When you go after it all, you usually become less selective about customers and products, both of which drain profits from your company. With the right systems and people in place, you can focus on the growth of your business. Mistake number 8, no website and no social media presence. Simply put, if you have a business today, you need a website and social media presence, period. In the U.S. alone, there were 311 million internet users at the beginning of 2023, and e-commerce sales are predicted to reach more than $1 trillion. At the very least, every business should have a professional-looking and well-designed website. The website should enable users to easily find out about the business and how to avail themselves of the products and services. If you serve customers, your website should include your address, phone number, and hours of operation. The website should be listed in Google My Business so it will show up when shoppers search for what you sell by location. As an example, Italian restaurants near me. Don't have customers come to your place of business? You get most of your business through networking and referrals? You still need a website so potential customers can reach your business before they call you. If you don't have a website and your competitors do, you'll lose out. You need to have social media profiles on the services your clientele are most likely to use for the same reason. If you don't, you won't look professional. That means you'll lose business to competitors who do at least have profiles on popular social media sites. If you have products that can be sold online or you can take orders online, that's an added benefit. But at the bare minimum, you need a website that lets customers know what you offer and how they benefit by doing business with you. Mistake number 9, failure to clearly define and understand your market, your customers, and your customers' buying habits. Who are your customers? You should be able to clearly identify them in one or two sentences. How are you going to reach them? Is your product or service seasonal? What will you do in the off-season? How loyal are your potential customers to their current supplier? Do customers keep coming back or do they just purchase from you one time? Does it take a long time to close a sale? Or are your customers more driven by impulse buy? If you find that the customers are drifting away, it could be a coincidence, or there could be a common underlying reason, or several reasons. The best advice I can give is to reach out to each departing customer. Attempt to learn why they're leaving you and what is greener on the other side. See if you can offer up something reasonable to save the relationship. You may end up retaining customers that you would have otherwise lost. At the very least, you'll learn some valuable pieces of information from them. Information that you can take away, which might allow you to curtail similar outcomes with other clients. This could mean the difference between staying in business and closing your doors for good. Mistake number 10, inventory mismanagement. Your business startup cannot be successful if your inventory is poorly managed. According to the Small Business Administration, the SBA, problems with inventory ranks among the major reasons new businesses fail. Poor management can often lead to inventory shortages and overages, silent cash flow killers. It's a rookie mistake that easily happens to new businesses that don't understand their sales patterns. The best way to combat this is to use inventory management software or a point of sale, a POS system. Most of these systems can track inventory. Using this information, you can create reports detailing your best and worst selling products to help you identify sales patterns. If you're not keeping track of your top selling items or when they're in high demand, you're going to experience inventory shortages that will shrink your profits. As a merchant, you take on risk when you buy large amounts of inventory with the goal of selling it for profit. If you don't sell those products as quickly as you forecasted, they can lose value or become obsolete. This forces you to sell them at a deep discount or not at all. Until you can recoup your money by selling the inventory you have on hand, the capital will be tied up in a lot of unsold inventory. Picture this. Instead of thinking of stock items as inventory lining your shelves, think of it as piles of cold, hard cash. Each product in storage or at your local warehouse is cold, hard cash you'll never see since it's not contributing to a return on investment or your ROI. The harsh reality is that U.S. retailers are sitting on $1.43 of inventory for every dollar in sales they make. Proper inventory management using modern tools will ensure you're not one of them. Mistake number 11, refusal to pivot. That's right, old-fashioned stubbornness is one of the top three reasons small businesses fail. It's easy for entrepreneurs to become obsessed with their business idea or product, even when all evidence points it's not going to be a success. Maybe by the time your brick-and-mortar store is celebrating its second anniversary, all the excitement and shininess of your new store has worn off. There are fewer locals walking through your doors. Now what? Do you become a statistic and resign to failure? Or do you take the time to figure out where you need to adapt? Maybe you pivot to appeal to tourists, or stock a different type of merchandise that appeals to your customer base, or use your space to host weddings and parties on the weekends. Sometimes an effort to pivot to e-commerce can backfire. Typically, physical stores and digital stores will share inventory. And while you can keep them in separate storage areas, if you sell out of an item faster online than in store, you'll have to fulfill some of your online orders with your store inventory. Unless, of course, you'd rather ship to your warehouse first and then ship to the customer, causing unnecessary delays and a poor customer experience. To avoid this, remember that POS I spoke about? Invest in one that also automates the exchange between online and physical inventory. Mistake number 12, heavy reliance on one or two big customers. Too often, small businesses become complacent when they land one or two big accounts. Sometimes it's because they don't believe they have the bandwidth for more customers who are smaller. At other times, it's because it's easy to stop marketing when you're happy with serving the customers you've got. But what happens if one of those big customers goes away? I saw an article a while back about a company with a 42-year trading history going into administration, taking many jobs with it. The reason for the demise was the loss of a major customer and the general economic turndown. When you hear this has happened, you feel really bad for the owners of the business and their staff. But this was predictable and avoidable, and such a waste of otherwise good business. The dangers of over-reliance on a key customer are very real in any economic climate. If you rely on one customer, then you're at risk. No two ways about it. Uncertainty makes everyone jumpy and can put the spotlight on key suppliers, making your position more vulnerable. How can this be fixed? Always be marketing yourself. Try to cultivate a diverse customer base so that you won't be left high and dry should your biggest account disappear. Mistake 13, overlooking the competition. Forget what you've heard about ignoring the competition. Every successful business owner studies and understands their competitors. Just as relying on one or two customers is not good business, neither is ignoring your competition. Around 20% of startups fail because their competitors overtook them. This can happen even after you've been in business for 3 to 5 years. Competition can arise anywhere and at any time. It might be through a new entrant with a better product or service. It could be an established player entering the market, or another startup executing better than you. If you're unprepared to deal with competitors, your presence can quickly lead to your business's downfall. Evaluate competitors. A competitive analysis is an assessment of your key competitors' strengths and weaknesses. It's a strategy to identify opportunities and threats to help you outperform your competitors. Without a competitive analysis, you're flying blind. Don't fly blind. Optimize and focus your strategy with a competitive analysis. Mistake number 14, burnout and lack of passion. Most startup business people rarely follow a work-life balance. They're primarily dynamos constantly on the go. That can only mean one thing. The risk of burning out is high. Grit and perseverance are good qualities to have. However, a good startup business person should be able to assess a startup's health without bias or too much emotional attachment. They should be able to cut losses where necessary and redirect efforts when a dead end is apparent. And if it's not burnout that gets you, losing steam could. The urge to move on to something else has been a major factor in a startup's failure. This is usually attributed to many business owners' creative, shifting, and restless nature. So, find ways to grow your business while reclaiming your personal life. Success in business is never automatic. It isn't strictly based on luck, although a little never hurts. It depends primarily on the owner's foresight and organization. Even then, of course, there are no guarantees. If the ship is sinking, meaning your business is going under, there very well may be nothing you can do about it. But my guess is that since it's your business, your baby, you want to do everything you can, within reason, to save it. Start by getting some facts and taking a hard look at the little things that you may be overlooking. These actions and how you react to the information you get may make the difference and actually save your business. If you would like more information about this show, or for that matter, any Score Business Points show, you may email me at sbp@wbnj.org. That's sbp@wbnj.org. If there's any topic you'd like to hear discussed on Score Business Points, or you have a comment about this show or any past show, you may email me at the same address, sbp@wbnj.org. Are you a small business owner who has overcome a business problem? Maybe you'd like to let the listeners know how you did it. If so, send me an email at sbp@wbnj.org. Again, that's sbp@wbnj.org. Or maybe you're a subject matter expert and would like to pass on your knowledge to the listeners. I can be reached at the same email address, sbp@wbnj.org. That's sbp@wbnj.org. As you may be aware, SCORE provides free business mentoring and education to the small business owner or potential small business owner. The education takes the form of webinars or in-person seminars. The Southeast chapter of SCORE holds these webinars and in-person seminars throughout the year at various locations in Ocean, Atlantic, and Cape May counties. To learn more about what webinars and in-person seminars are being held, go to score.org/southeastnj. That's score.org/southeastnj, and click on local workshops in the top navigation. Once there, you can click on any one of the webinars or in-person seminars listed to learn more about it and how to register. That's all the time I have for today. Tune in next week for more SCORE Business Points. This is your host, Michael Pappas, saying so long until then.
For those who may not be familiar with SCORE, SCORE is a nonprofit association dedicated to helping small businesses get off the ground, grow, and achieve their goals through education and mentorship. They've been doing this for over 50 years because their work is supported by the U.S. Small Business Administration, the SBA. And thanks to a network of 11,000-plus volunteers, they're able to deliver their services at no charge or very low cost. For more information on how you and your business can benefit from a mentorship from SCORE, you can visit score.org/southeastnj. That's score.org/southeastnj. If you've missed any part of today's broadcast, you can catch an instant replay at WBNJ.org. SCORE Business Points is a production of the New Jersey Southeast Chapter of SCORE and 91.9 WBNJ.